You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. The coronavirus has affected so many areas of our personal lives, including, of course, our finances. State officials say California is projected to have a $54 billion deficit, and the impact is going to hit cities, too. Oakland City officials recently gave a report on the city's budget. It's expected to face the largest financial shortfall in its history. So how will Oakland weather this economic storm? Here with more on this is KALW's East Oakland reporter, Janae Darden. Hey, Janae.
Hey, Hannah.
So Oakland's getting ready for the largest budget shortfall ever. What are they projecting exactly?
They're projecting a shortfall of $122 million in just a little over a year.
Oh, wow.
Bradley Johnson, he's the city's principal budget analyst, and he explained this financial emergency during Mayor Schaaf's weekly town hall meeting on the coronavirus. He says that the projected drop in revenue is sharper and much quicker than the one from the Great Recession in 2008. Mm-hmm. And so right now, Hannah, the city is in the middle of their two-year budget cycle, and it's right around the time that they see if they're on par with the budget. So the mayor is supposed to submit a proposed amended budget to the city council. So the numbers that they initially estimated for the year are probably going to be looking different going forward.
Okay. And then whenever there's a recession, there's cuts. So was there any talk of that?
Well, city services will definitely be affected. Bradley says they're looking into freezing vacant job positions. He says they may, quote, release employees, unquote, whose work can't be provided during quarantine. They may suspend payments to long-term medical and pension costs. Also being considered are furloughs, selling property the city owns, and just, you know, and more.
It's a lot to think about. What did Mayor Libby Schaaf say about these possible changes?
She says that freezing positions will help to prevent layoff of city workers, but warned that vacant positions at rec centers and some civilian positions with the police department may be frozen, too.
So then why these positions in particular?
She says those areas have a lot of vacant positions, and they're paid for by the city's general purpose fund. And in fact, more than 76% of city staff pay comes from that fund. Now, Councilwoman Lynette Gibson McElhaney was also part of this town hall, and she's the chair of the city council's finance and management committee. Mm-hmm. And she pushed back on the mayor's suggested cuts to recreational staff because Oakland youth have voice that they need more safe spaces. And so she says she's going to fight for the youth, and she'll have her chance when the mayor submits a proposed budget at the end of the month, which must be approved by the city council.
Ooh, okay. So a looming recession, reductions in city services. What does this all mean for Oakland?
Before the coronavirus, you know, we heard from the media that the country had rebounded from the Great Recession.
Right.
But the cost of living has soared in Oakland, and we have a homeless crisis. The Chronicle reported that Oakland has a poverty rate of 20%, which is 5% more than the national average. And in East Oakland, the median income is $43,000 a year. So to put that in perspective, in Alameda County, a family of four is considered low income if they make under $89,600.
So Oakland is well under low income, right?
Yeah, right. Almost close to like less than 90,000, right? You know, I mean, Oakland is diverse and, you know, not just culturally, but economically too. So this will likely hit low income folks, you know, people who are poor and some middle class residents, you know, harder.
So this is a lot. Was there any hopeful news?
So the city learned from the last recession and established a rainy day fund in case the city comes up against a financial downturn like what we're seeing. Mm-hmm. The mayor and city budget analyst Bradley Johnson says that the $31 million in that fund will give the city some cushion. Housing, street paving, libraries will not be, quote, dramatically impacted, unquote, because they are paid for by restricted funds, which must be spent on specific resources and services.
Uh-huh.
Now,
okay.
Federal aid is a possibility. Oakland didn't qualify for funding from the CARES Act because it was for cities with populations over 500,000. Mm. But if the federal government gives emergency funds to smaller cities, that could help. They're also looking to aid from state legislation, too. So, you know, there are some bright spots, but they made it very clear, Hannah, that challenging days are ahead.
Okay. Thank you for the update, Janae.
Thank you.
Janae Darden is KALW's East Oakland reporter. You can find more of her stories at KALW.org.